right now at 7.
So-called safe consumption sites for illegal drugs, now just one signature away from becoming legal in San Francisco. We're going to hear from one man who says he wouldn't be alive without them.
We need these types of facilities because it's one step in the right direction instead of getting worse and worse and grimier and dirtier and nastier.
A protester dragged out of Chase Center after trying to disrupt a Warriors game. What happened next? That's led to a lawsuit against the city.
And while I was on the ground, handcuffed in front of the emergency vehicle, one of the firefighters came with a needle towards me.
Stanford University on high alert after a woman was sexually assaulted on campus. The clues investigators are hoping you can provide.
And another close encounter off the California coast leaves one lucky paddleboarder with a story to tell and a shark bite to show.
As we enter a new era of 49ers football with Trey Lance as the starting quarterback, folks in a small town in rural Minnesota are smiling from ear to ear.
It couldn't happen.
Right now on KPX 5 News at 7 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, with the stroke of his pen, Governor Newsom could sign off on safe consumption sites for illegal drugs. State lawmakers just approved the program for three cities, including Oakland and San Francisco. Good evening. I'm Ryan Yamamoto.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. While these sites are controversial, KPIX 5's Reed Cowan met a man who says they can save lives, and he is a prime example.
1 week ago today, Alex walked into Walden House Rehab Center.
I'm here because I want to get better.
Wanting to get better. He had nowhere else to go.
I would literally be on the streets right now. I was trading my body for drugs and a place to sleep.
It has been hell for a kid who should be at college and building a life. Instead, for Alex, it's
meth and pain pills. And I was smoking meth, but I was beginning to shoot up, actually. If I was going to stay on the streets, I would die in just complete disarray without any potential left.
It's why talk about so-called safe spaces for addicts has Alex and those helping him trying to make the case for how people like him need a space to not die while they dance with the devil of drugs. This song is to Alex what addiction feels like.
You know, it's just little things like that, like this piano, that make me feel like I'm in my mother's arms. Like, I haven't heard my mother's voice in so long. And I need this place to get better. And that's why I'm here.
Alex tells me safe use spaces buy time for addicts whose time is literally running out. Clean needles, supervised use, so that time stays on the side of having a chance to make better choices. Choices for people Alex says are worth saving.
We need these types of facilities because it's one step in the right direction instead of getting worse and worse and grimier and dirtier and nastier, you know? I think I'm worth saving because I feel like I have a lot left to give to this world, and I want to show that there's something in me that's beautiful and that there's something worthy about me because I feel worthy now being here.
Reed Cowan, KPIX 5.
While some local lawmakers are calling for Governor Newsom to sign the bill, the San Francisco Police Officers Association had this to say. Quote, these locations are nothing more than sanctioned drug dens that will negatively impact the residents and businesses unlucky enough to be adjacent to these sites.
Meanwhile, a federal judge ruled today that Walgreens can be held responsible for contributing to the city's opioid crisis. The judge said the company did not properly investigate so-called pill mills and suspicious prescriptions, and instead distributed millions of opioids onto San Francisco streets. The trial now moves to the penalty phase to determine what Walgreens will need to pay. Walgreens did respond with a statement saying, in part, we stand behind the professionalism and integrity of our pharmacists, dedicated healthcare workers who live in the communities they serve. We look forward to the opportunities to address these issues on appeal.
An abortion rights protester has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against San Francisco, claiming a firefighter injected her with a sedative against her will.
I was dragged out. I was choked. I was hogtied.
The alleged incident happened at Chase Center during Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Kareem McKnight says she and another protester were dragged out by security after attempting to unfurl protest banners on the arena floor. McKnight says things got even worse from there.
The SF Fire Department came. They strapped me to a gurney and they wheeled me to their van, to the emergency vehicle. And while I was on the ground, handcuffed in front of the emergency vehicle, one of the firefighters came with a needle towards me, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I flinched and I said, no.
McKnight showed KPIX 5 a discharge note from Kaiser's emergency room confirming the injection of 5 milligrams of Versed. A member of the SF Police Commission says the decision to use sedatives is left to fire department paramedics. The city told us it hasn't seen the lawsuit yet, but will comment once it does.
San Jose now, where a homeless person was arrested for allegedly attacking a firefighter battling a blaze along 280. Chopper 5 was over the scene near the Race Street exit. This was one of several small fires in the area. Unknown how they started, but they all been knocked down, and the firefighter is expected to be okay.
Stanford University has increased patrols after a woman was sexually assaulted on campus. The victim says she was in the parking lot near the Wilbur Hall dormitory around 5 p.m. yesterday when a man grabbed her, took her into the bathroom, and raped her. The woman did not know her attacker and did not want to talk to police. The university is now asking for photos or videos from that area or anyone with information on the attack to come forward.
A Napa woman accused of selling at least 200 fake COVID vaccine cards will be sentenced in November after a judge rejected her bid to withdraw her plea deal. Julie Mazzi pleaded guilty in April to wire fraud and making false statements. Prosecutors say she was also peddling homeopathic pellets that would claim that would provide lifelong immunity to COVID. This is the first federal prosecution related to fraudulent vaccine cards. Meanwhile, we've learned not a lot of people were taking advantage of the new Novavax shot, at least not in Contra Costa County. Health officials there tell us they've only given out 2 of the 500 doses they began offering a week ago. It's only available as a primary shot, not a booster. It was hoped that the protein-based shot would appeal to vaccine holdouts who had concerns about Pfizer and Moderna's mRNA technology.
As the school year gets underway, California health officials are urging parents to get their children caught up on routine vaccinations. According to the state, more than 1 in 8 children are behind on their immunizations because of the pandemic. California public schools do require students to be vaccinated against certain illnesses. At this point, COVID-19 vaccinations are not required.